there, it's Toby, and before you get started on this episode, I wanted to tell you about our sponsor, Retropop Relics. Retropop Relics has been creating some of the coolest 3D printed giant video game cartridges. If you visit RetropopRelics.com, you can see a bunch of the cartridges that are already available. You can get Super Smash Bros., Paper Mario, Super Mario World, Pokemon Red, Blue, Yellow, and even Green. These are perfect decorations for your game room. So again, go check out RetropopRelics.com. And if you use the promo code GENIE at checkout, you'll get 10% off. RetropopRelics.com. Enjoy the show.
Gamers, welcome to the Secret Levels podcast. On this week's episode, Dead or Alive, you're coming with us. You know what that means. Everyone's coming.
I'm player one, Toby the Tobocop. Your move, creep.
I'm player two, the Goobzinator. I'll be back.
You're terminated.
This is a retro video game review show where we go back in time. And we try to find some of the best and worst games because we go over the history, the gameplay, the story, some fun facts, and then...
we go right into the rage meter. Like, do you want to take an exoskeleton fist and shove it right up your fucking anus? That's pretty rageful. No loop. No loop. Ooh.
That metal just... ouch. Ouch.
Endoskeleton, exoskeleton, either or. Shove fist up there. Multiple fists. All the fists.
Yeah, we give a 1 to 10 on the rage meter to let you know how mad it makes us. And then we give a 1 to 10 scale on how well we think this game still holds up. Why, Goobs?
Because we are the simplest of robots. Folk, of course,
folks. Folks, yeah. Right. So we decided that this entire month is going to be dedicated to one man machine.
In a roundabout way. This game, not so much, but well, the other ones we play, yes.
It still stars the Schwarzenegger.
I secretly want to call this month Take Off Your Panties June.
I mean, that's the unofficial title, so we'll put an echo behind that.
Schwarzen month?
Arnold month? I don't know. But yeah, so we decided to play.
I prefer Take Off Your Panties June.
I like it too. Take Off Your Panties June is what it is now officially dubbed. And yeah, so anything that has to do with Arnold Schwarzenegger in a video game, we are going to try to play. And we started this month off by kicking it off with a crossover of epic proportions, RoboCop versus the Terminator.
Like, wouldn't you fucking love to see this as a kid, dude?
Dude, yeah, of like, course.
Even now.
Yeah, I would still love if a movie came out now, but I've got to ask, which franchise do you like better?
Oh, that's a toughie.
I know.
I'm a big RoboCop 1 and 2 fan, but if I have to... Terminator 2 is the best Terminator.
Terminator 2 is one of the best action movies ever.
Of all time, hands down. But RoboCop 1 is fucking awesome. So same with 2.
Yeah.
You got the ED-09 in that motherfucker. Like, oh, dude, that's a tough call.
It is tough.
I didn't really like many of the Terminators afterwards. The first one was good. The second one was better. And then it kind of, they were good popcorn movies to go watch. And like, but fuck, I got to say I'm a fucking RoboCop guy, dude.
I mean, I hold both these franchises really, really close to my heart. I love both of these, so...
If I have to go which ones I have on Blu-ray, I have T2 on Blu-ray, and then I have fucking RoboCop 1 and 2, so.
Yeah. I don't know. It is hard. But this is like, this is the ultimate, like, nerd game to be like, oh, yeah, we're going to see what's going down. Or that's what you think anyways, you know, until you start playing it.
Yeah, because there was comic books and everything, and there's action figures, a whole bunch of shit based on this premise.
Yes. So,
including a Sega Genesis game.
That's right. How about we go ahead and kill
Let's
humans.
Blast right into the deets, Toby.
There we go. Let's do it. So, this game was released May 19th, 1994. It was developed by Virgin Games and published by Virgin Interactive Entertainment. And it was released on the Sega Genesis. Sega! That's the one we played it on anyways. But it was actually released in 1993 on the Super Nintendo, the Sega Master System, the Game Gear, and also had a Game Boy port in 1994. This is a single-player action run-and-gun platformer.
Run-and-gun.
Sort of.
Walk and move slow.
And, Goobs, there's kind of a story.
Is there? Let's jump right into the story time with Toby.
Cyberdyne Systems has recently won the Skynet Defense System to develop the Strategic Air Command. They thought the best way to develop a supercomputer was to model it after RoboCop's neural network. This is the only human-machine hybrid that was successful. In the near future, Skynet becomes self-aware and realizes the biggest threat to mankind is mankind itself. The human rebels from the future send soldiers back to try to destroy RoboCop so that they can never merge. But Skynet sends Terminators back into the past to ensure that RoboCop's integration into the Omni Consumer Products computer happens. But RoboCop has his own plans to hook himself up to the computer and regenerate himself into the future so he can take out Skynet and save the future.
Fuck yeah, Alex Murphy on the job, motherfucker.
Dude, this story in this game is such a fucking mess. Like, it does... I challenge you to try to make sense of what I just told you. And that's in the manual. Actually,
that sounded badass.
That's... But okay, hold on.
Is it coming back?
Why the fuck does he go to the future to stop them? Why doesn't he stop them in his present time?
Probably be easier.
It would be a lot easier. It just... And like,
how does RoboCop time travel?
He uploads himself into the computer and regenerates in the future. See, that's what I'm saying. It's just a mess of a storyline.
Was he fucking Lawnmower Man?
I guess so.
Lawnmower RoboCop. He's got blades on his hands instead of fucking hands.
So this game should take about 1 to 2 hours to beat.
Oh, fuck that.
I laugh at that. Shit. I laughed at it. But that's what all
I
the
laugh
research
in the face
says.
Of danger. That's
now,
a Lion King quote, motherfuckers.
Speedrun.com has a record set on killer mode by Pansy the Hook. THUK, thuck, of 18 minutes and 5 seconds. And that's on the Sega version, and we're going to have to kind of, I didn't play the Super Nintendo version, but we're going to have to talk about it a little bit because they're so close, but yet they're so different. So on the speedrun record for the Super Nintendo version is from Ben Hur, and it's at of 23 minutes and 10 seconds, and that's on the Super Nintendo. So, let's...
Still fast times on both regards.
Yes. So, let's go ahead and do a real stiff jump into the gameplay.
Yes, sir. It is time for the gameplay time.
I I say stiff because RoboCop is real stiff when he moves. So that was the joke.
His name's not RoboCop, it's RoboCock. So stiff he moves.
That's what it is. He's just one hard cock.
Do you think he has a cock?
I mean, I'm sure he's got a vibrator.
I'm just big fucking 12-inch long comes popping up, like, just jiggling.
He's like, honey, which attachment would you like? The rabbit
like
ears?
Slim Jim? The rabbit ears?
Don't worry.
Time for Bad Dragon, honey.
Okay,
Dragon
so.
Cop.
So the buttons for this game, you move with the D-pad. And you can also press up to go through doorways that it doesn't give you any kind of indication about later on. And you can press up to go up ladders.
You see a doorway. Okay, come on, Toby. How long have we been playing games here? When you see
I know,
doorway-
but it says exit, but it doesn't say, like, it doesn't, like, flash like an arrow. It just, like, it looks like background.
Above it. Do you need
it looks
an arrow?
Like it. Okay, but
see,
there's
Streets
TVs.
Of Rage is this RoboCop, motherfucker.
Okay. Anyways, no indication, but you can go through doors in some levels.
You see a door, you walk through it. It's pretty simple. Me and Toby are going to rage against each other on this. Yes, it is, Toby.
We're going to rage against this machine.
Come with it now.
So the A button, that is to change between your weapons, because you can have two different weapons, so you can change between the two, pressing A. B is to fire those said weapons, and it's nice, because if you use the D-pad, you've got eight directions that you can shoot in.
Fuck yeah, you do. You point your big machine in any direction and spray anyone that's coming right towards you. With the gun, of course. Not your RoboCock.
With the gun. Then the C button is to jump. And apparently, if you hold up, you jump a little higher. I never was able to get to work.
You do the same awkward-looking jump. He looks like Peter Pan. When he's jumping, it's great.
The jump looks so awkward, and it threw me off for, like, the first level or two, and finally I was like, okay, it is what it is. He just looks funny when he jumps.
Well, how that many was times do you see RoboCop jump? Like,
I know. It's just a really weird, stiff, like, jump. It doesn't make sense.
The jetpack. He has a jetpack at one point.
Yeah, that would have been way cooler.
Or give him, like, boosters in his foot. That would have been cool, too, instead of jumping. Have like a little animation, like even like actuators shooting off. Like, he's done that.
Yeah, that would have been fine. I would have been okay with that little Iron Man looking thing.
Yeah, something.
Now, if you go into the options, you can change the difficulty to Wimpy, Normal, or Killer. Now, that makes it sound like the game's going to be easier if it's on Wimpy compared to Killer. But really, what this means is if you have it on Wimpy, you get 7 lives. Normal, you get 5 lives, and Killer, you get 3 lives. So it doesn't change the gameplay, it just gives you extra lives.
Oh, I'm happy. I didn't want to hand him my man card and pick Wimpy. I just can't when I'm playing games. Especially if it says Wimpy, I'm like, you're taunting me, you motherfucker. Like, I'm not dropping myself down to Wimpy level.
Yeah, no, I've played
not
on normal.
5.
But it apparently wouldn't have mattered, because all it does is give you extra lives.
Yeah, and I'm now, not a big of a man. I'm not going to play on Killer, because that's just
no,
scary.
No, I'm not a man. I'm between a man and a child. I play on normal.
You weak, pathetic fool.
So you also get 3 continues, and you will use them. So at least that's what you get when you play on normal. You may get more continues if you play on Wimpy and less if you play on Killer. But on normal, you do get 3 continues.
Cherish them like they're your child, your robo-childs. Can RoboCop have kids?
He has a kid already before he died.
Can he have more?
I mean, if they make extra robots and he claims them as his own with his own programming, then it's his kid, right?
I'm going to keep asking robot-themed questions throughout this episode, hopefully.
Okay. Now, back to the lives. It's really nice because if you die, you just reappear. You don't start back at the beginning of the level. You just reappear where you died. So that's a
yes,
big
unless you
run out of lives.
Then you got to go right back.
Yeah, if but you run
also,
out of lives.
If you run out, if you die, you lose your fucking weapons.
Yeah, that well, you lose the weapon that was attached.
No, you lose both, dude.
See, okay, there's some differences, I think, in some of these games. And we'll get to it later, but I think there might be some different versions out there. Because the version I played, you would only lose the one that you had equipped. And then you could
I've
switch.
Had it, when it, like in the later levels, you know the one with the lava pits? Like yeah. All over the fucking place? I fell in there right before the boss. I lost both of my powerful guns.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, and all I had was a handgun. So yeah. I'll be talking about that later.
So you can, in the options, you can also turn off the music and the sound effects. And you can also do a sound test. And I thought it was neat you can remap the buttons. That's always nice. You can put the buttons where you would actually like them on the remote, what feels comfortable
yes.
to you. So that's always a good thing. So once you start the game, the top left part of the screen shows how much life you have left. The middle has the lives you have left. And the right side has your score and the two weapon indicators. Every time you get enough points, you get an extra life. So that's helpful, too.
If you can also get extra life from finding a little robo head lying around.
Yeah.
Little Murphy head. And there's like cum jars that are fucking lying around.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like to me.
Well, the items. So, yeah, like you said, there's the RoboCop head. That's the extra life. And then what you thought was a cum jar, I thought looked like a pill bottle. And I was actually going to ask you what you thought that looked like. So that's funny that yours is. that'll give you extra health. And also, if you save
that's
a hostage.
That's for the robo babies, man.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's like Muppet babies, but robo babies.
If you save a hostage, you also get extra health.
Yeah!
And then one of the other items is a shield, which that makes you invincible for a short time period, which those are nice. They don't last long enough, but those are nice to get.
Yeah, they don't last too long at all, but I very much appreciate having them.
Yeah.
So as we're talking about power-ups and everything, let's talk about the motherfucking weapons.
Yes. You'll start this game out with just a normal pistol for both of your choices for weapons, but there are seven different weapons you can pick up.
They're not just a normal pistol, it's RoboCop's pistol, man.
They are RoboCop's pistols. They probably came out of his thigh.
Did you notice if you just leave it there, he spins it around?
Oh, no, I didn't see that. Like,
yeah,
if you just leave
the game going.
Oh, that's
yeah,
great.
Yeah, when you keep the character still, he'll spin the gun around and, like,
nice.
Look at you and shit.
I had to stop
because I like the little animations like that when we're playing like games like this. So sometimes I normally stop for like 20 seconds when it's safe just to see if anything happens.
I forget to do that because like Sonic does it. He taps his foot and, you know, a lot of characters do that in games. Like they'll like look at their wrist or something like that. They're looking at a watch or something.
We get
That's
the classic
funny.
Fucking gun spin.
Nice. So the weapons, there's a laser gun. A grenade launcher, a plasma rifle, the ED-209 Gatling gun, which is
you need
the Ed gun. That's all there is to it. Get the fucking Ed gun. That's the best.
I found the plasma rifle, the one that shoots the long yellow. I think that's the plasma one. I found that one most effective in the later levels against the Terminators. It just pretty much evaporated them one shot.
Yeah, yeah, it did. I found that out too. I was like, whoa, what the shit? Then there's the flamethrower. It's called the flamethrower, but it shoots like a three flame spread shot, which I love.
Three
that
or four
one.
Is a spread. It's a spread shot like Contra.
Yeah, I love it. That one's one of my favorites. The bazooka. That one was weird. That's the one that has. It's either that one or it's the grenade launcher where you can shoot a bunch of grenades out and you can kind of control them. Like
you can control where they're going. It's
I thought,
what the fuck?
I thought the game glitched out.
I thought the
out.
Game was glitching.
Me too, me too.
Yeah, same here.
And I actually went and watched other people's gameplay to see if my game was bugged out. And I was like, nope, I guess not. That's just how you play with this weapon. And it's really cheap if you play with it right.
Oh, I would stock them up and just keep moving around in a circle.
Me too. That's so funny.
When I'm going into a boss fight, someone just fucking smashed them.
That's really funny. And then you have the stupid, crazy-ass homing missiles that just went fucking all over the screen and no rhyme or reason for their patterns.
I found them work pretty well.
They do, but they just shoot off all over the place. It's like
I just hold that button down, just run.
Yeah. Yeah. So what was your favorite, though? Like, what's your all-time favorite out of all of these?
Oh, just how fucking cool it is, like, when you're fighting ED-09 in the later levels, when you get his gun falls off of him, you're like, fuck yes, you're fucked now, buddy. That's one of my favorite, like, villains that he has to fight in the actual movie as well. So I'm like, that's pretty badass.
Yeah.
But then, for, like, the not-really-so-special weapons, the plasma. Because it just, like, evaporates. But the normal pistol is good, too. In the first level, like, come on, dude. When you first shoot your first bad guy in this game and he erupts in a fucking fountain of blood, you're like, hell yeah, that's a powerful gun. Because if you shoot someone with that gun, it is evaporating into blood. That's got to be pretty powerful.
What was that weird cop game that we played where, like, people would explode like that?
Oh, fuck. Techno Cop.
Yeah, I think this game is what Techno Cop should have been.
Oh, you totally. Know? It would have been way more enjoyable.
Hell yeah, if it was
with
closer.
With RoboCop in it. If they made Robo Techno Cop.
They team up. Okay, so I want to talk about these levels, though, Goobs. There are 10 levels of fucking misery and hell.
Whoa, hold up. The first few aren't that bad.
Okay, the first few are actually fun and enjoyable. Let's go over them real quick. Now, level one is the trainer level. That's what it's called. And it's a real easy. You're going through the city and you're just learning the buttons. It's the trainer level. I enjoyed it.
One cool thing I wanted to add about Jenny was watching me while I was playing this one.
Yeah.
And she was playing her fucking Animal Crossing. Shout out to Jenny Bean. Your island looks awesome. But anyways, when you shoot the people in the window and you get the blood spatter on the window, nice little addition there. This game cares about the little details.
That's all it cares about, apparently. Not the gameplay. Yeah, no. Nothing.
The end of the world.
Shout out to our 2-year episode. No, I enjoyed a lot of the first level. I felt was like really fun and phenomenal, and I got super excited with the first level. Second level is Streets of Detroit, and it's more of the same of the first level, and you're still like, okay, I'm in it to win it. But this one, you have
saving hostages and shit.
Yeah, you're saving the hostages, but then there's a blinking arrow to kind of like guide you around where you're supposed to
go. Don't pay attention to that whatsoever.
You know what? At one point, I got lost and I was like, I'm just going to keep walking right and I'll find a ladder and I'll backtrack to where the blinking arrow is telling me to go. And I didn't find it. I didn't find a ladder and I just kept going right and it activated the fight with the Terminator. You don't have to save any hostages.
Nope.
Not
just
one.
For points.
It's just for points and health. That's it. So I skipped it, most of the hostage thing, and I was like, oh, that activated. Because I had to play this game like 3 or 4 times from the beginning.
That's how she goes.
Yeah, on this one. That first fight with the Terminator, he comes out. He looks like Arnold. He comes out. You shoot him. He loses his skin. Like, he falls and he loses his skin. And then he gets up again. And he's just the skeleton.
That fucked me. I thought he was done.
I did too.
I shot him. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to have a sip of my beverage. And then he got back up like, oh, fuck no.
Which is a reoccurring theme through the rest of this game.
Oh, fuck no. You'll say that a lot during this game.
You never, if they fall, just assume they're going to get back up. Because that's just what's going to happen.
Or sometimes it just won't fall. And they just take numerous and numerous and numerous amounts of fucking damage.
Okay, so level 3 is Delta City Under Construction. And this is the first boss that fucking sucked. He had a real simple pattern, and this is the one where you have
to... the ladder?
Yeah, you have to jump over him, because he kind of charges you. If he touches you, he's got the fucking... all the enemies in this game have a touch of death. They will drain your fucking health.
It's like the finger poke of doom, man.
Dude, I lost like 3 or 4 lives just on him alone, and that was my first playthrough, and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, he's a giant robot. You're in a little room. There's 2 ladders on each side with like a cable going across the top. You can hang from the cable and shit, because RoboCop can do monkey bars. So he's good at that.
Oh, he's fast on the monkey. When he goes across the pole or climbs up the ladder.
RoboCop is fucking great on the pole, man. Throw your loonies at him. Give him some tips.
He moves so fucking fast on the ladder and on that pole when he's shimmying across. It's ridiculous. And he walks so slow. It doesn't make sense.
As soon as you touch that boss, dude, you're fucking Dunsky. There's no two ways about it.
All the bosses in this game, all the enemies, you barely touch them and it just sucks your health away. So after that, you have the level 4 is the toxic farm. RoboCop's jump sucks so much dick, you can't jump over the little gas bubble toxic waste bullshit that you're the bucket things that you're jumping over.
Cauldrons, toxic cauldrons.
Yeah, whatever they are, they've got little gas bubbles coming out of them. You can't make it, and there's 2 of them stacked right beside each other, and you have to land in between them. It's got to be pixel perfect, otherwise you fall in one, and then it fucking murders.
Yep.
Not
there goes
fun.
The health bar.
Level 5 is the OCP office complex, and
I had fun in this one, smashing TVs and shit. And each one has like a little thing you're supposed to do, like. Shoot all the cameras, smash everything in this thing, and save the hostages.
Yeah.
But you don't really have to do any of that. You just need to get to the end of the level.
Right. And this is where you fight that RoboCop boss that you were talking about. The
ED-09.
Yes. And which is really cool, but it's still, if he touches you, he fucks your life up.
And their bullets are heat-seeking every enemy.
Yeah.
Every boss you fight, dude, they have heat-seeking fucking shots, no matter what.
Yeah.
And you can't dodge fast enough because you're fucking RoboCop.
And you're slow as shit. Now, he does drop the gun like you were talking about earlier, like his ED gun and the machine gun, the Gatling gun. And dude, you get that gun and you can destroy him in a second. And you never want to lose that gun. That gun will just fucking... It just mows everyone down. It's one of the best guns in this game. And this is where I stopped taking notes on like the levels, because this is when it gets fucking outrageous. It gets so littered with enemies coming at you from every fucking angle. The bosses get 10 times harder.
Yeah,
the
bosses, little drones that just like hang around and shoot. Some of them you can kill, some you can't. There's like bullets flying at you fucking everywhere. There's Terminators as far as the fucking eye can see.
Yeah, and every boss takes 10 minutes to kill with one of the powered up guns, like one of the good guns.
Not even joking.
Yeah, no, not at all. If you try to beat this game with just the pistols, you will be sitting here for fucking 4 years trying to kill one boss. It is ridiculous.
I tried an experiment out, actually.
Yeah.
So I played the game through normally, and then I used a career enhancing performance drug.
Okay.
And so I got to a boss with that, with a pistol, because I lost my weapons beforehand. But I sat there, dude, I'm not even fucking lying, 15 fucking minutes, right underneath the boss, pointing up with the gun, just holding down the button, just letting her rip. 15 fucking minutes, and he was red the whole fucking time. Jeez. That's how long it took to take him out with a pistol.
Yeah, that's miserable. That's fucking insanely miserable. Like, I've never played the Dark Souls games, but everyone's like, Dark Souls are hard. Play some fucking RoboCop versus Terminator. Okay, that's exaggerating, I'm sure, but...
yeah,
you get
those
the idea.
Games are hard too, but like, just the length of the boss is like... It makes no sense why
no.
they can take so much fucking damage. I guess they're robots, but still.
Yeah, it's annoying. But yeah.
Well, I guess in the movie, Murphy took like 2 minutes of gunshots before he finally died, and he was just a human.
Yeah, they're going off of that logic, I suppose.
That's their logic on it.
So level 6 is Terminator Outpost. Level 7 is the Underground Complex. Level 8.
Fuck it. And fuck the next one, too.
Level 8 is the Underground Bunker. Level 9 is the Wall to Skynet. And level 10 is Skynet itself. Whew, this is where you're just going to get your ass handed to you by Terminators.
You're getting butt-fucked by Terminators nonstop.
Some of these levels are so dark, too, that you can't see what the fuck is going on. Did you have that issue?
Oh, totally, dude. You can't tell what the fuck's going on. And, like, this one, there's some doors you gotta go into that they don't have the exit signs on them, sadly.
Yes, yes. So you have no idea. You're like, oh, that's a door. Okay,
well, I still realize there's a door and I should go through it, but...
It just... Man, and like I said, I can't pick out one boss. Even the last boss is a giant Terminator head on the wall, basically. And
yeah, he's floating around shooting out flying skybots and fucking the Terminators just keep coming from the left and right nonstop to you.
It's
brutal. It's absolutely brutal. Let alone like you're fighting just a giant fucking Terminator head. If he touches you, you're fucked. You got these guys constantly coming in, but I guess like you're fighting the head, quote unquote, of Skynet.
I don't know. It's just, I feel like at level 5...
They couldn't have come up with something better than a flying fucking Terminator head?
I don't know, man. At level 5 is the turning point for this game, where it just went downhill for me. Because I had fun in level 1 and 2, 3 wasn't so bad, except the boss. 4 was like, okay, running through the office buildings, that's kind of fun. Or 5, whatever it was. After five, it's just a downhill slope of just getting gang raped by all these robots. That's it. That's all you're getting. That's all you're doing is getting gang raped.
Whole bunch of Arnolds just taking off your panties. I'm gonna say that as many times as I can this month. That's my favorite quote. So
he's just going, you just hear that a bunch.
Oh fuck yeah! It's gonna be some quotes this month. I'll tell you that.
Okay, so what about the music?
I found it very droning. It wasn't too bad, but then I just lost. I was very much concentrated on what the fuck I'm doing in this game.
You do lose track of the music because you're just being fucking bombarded with bullet hell, Terminator hell bullshit.
All I heard was. From me shooting everything all the time. And like, I would hear some music periodically through. I'm like, okay, that's not too bad.
No.
Bullets flying everywhere.
So here's the problem. I went back and listened to the soundtrack without the gameplay so I could just hear it and finally take it in. Because you're right. You're constantly shooting.
I probably should have done that. That was smart, Toby.
Well, don't do it. It ain't worth it. This music, okay, when I was listening to it, I listened to like the first 3 or 4 songs and I was like, okay, maybe it gets better. And I kept listening and it finally hit me. I was like, this is the kind of music robots would make if you program them to write music. It's terrible.
Like the boss from Grandma's Boy?
Yeah.
You don't have robot ears?
It's just awful. It's awful. It's forgettable. Not one track on there felt like you were jamming out. And you're like, yeah, fuck yeah, Terminator. Fuck yeah, RoboCop. Like, you weren't, like, excited like that because of the music at all. It was just there. And when you single it out, it's even worse. Maybe it does better when it's got the sound effects. But when it doesn't... And the atmosphere, it's not good. It's not good.
Goose. Sound effects I really enjoyed, though. They were pretty decent.
Yeah, the sound effects were not so bad. And the graphics I enjoyed. Like, I really enjoyed.
Oh, the sprites were fucking badass.
Yeah.
Like, RoboCop was RoboCop. You can even tell like that was kind of like an Arnold Terminator you're fighting.
Yeah.
And look like him. Like when they had their skin on, definitely looked at him, then they shed their foreskin and then turned into giant robot men.
Now, there was one character that I did not like. he looked like, do you know the X-Men character Strong Guy? By chance?
Maybe.
If you get a chance, Google Strong Guy X-Men. There was one, like, bad guy. I think he's the...
Near the end of the second level?
Yes, he's just like this
big...
Sort of
the first level, just the big guy with the gun. Yes, I totally know what you're talking about now.
He looks like Strong Guy from X-Men. That's the only one that I was like, you don't fit. Your character does not fit the rest of these sprites. So that was the only one I did.
He has big giant arms. He's a big dumb-looking fucker.
Yeah. I felt like there was a lot of good enemy design. Like, there was enough variety of, like, enemies and shit coming at you, but there was just so fucking many of them, it got old. Like, oh, for fuck's sake. More of these.
I enjoyed the challenge, though, at the end of the day, but it was still a challenge.
Yeah, it was definitely challenging.
Hey, Toby, you know how I collect NECA, like, the repaints with the action figures and they make them look like old video game people?
Yeah.
You got a shit ton of them. I got a fucking RoboCop one. I also got a Terminator one.
Do you? I actually have, in my little action figure collection, I have my original Terminator 2 action figure that I've had since I was a kid.
Oh, I didn't know exactly which one you're talking about. That's a fucking awesome figure. You got to see this one, though. The RoboCop one, like... The fucking gun, like, he can put it into his leg holster and everything.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'll go grab it, man. I'll bring it right back.
Yeah, go get him. I'll show you mine when you get back. Now, mine, you can actually, like, fold down his chest, and it's got a spot for a little missile that you can shoot out, but you can see his, like, exoskeleton face. But I was missing the missile. Now there's this little blue missile in it. I wonder what happens if I shoot it out.
Ooh, hey there, Toby.
Man. I knew I didn't have...
congratulate you again on saving everyone's penises and vaginas.
Oh, yeah, from our 2-year anniversary episode.
I am so proud of you, I will not penetrate you on this one. Ooh.
All right, I really
not
appreciate
anally,
that.
At
thank
least.
You,
Goop Genie.
Okay.
Ooh.
Listen, there's no oral pleasure coming out from me at all. Actually, speaking of no pleasure, I got beat down by a bunch of metal robots in RoboCop vs. Terminator.
Ooh, thank God you weren't beat off. That's my job. Ooh, I have to leave it. Go to the union, the Genie Union. Ooh.
I'm kind of glad you're here. Do you have any tips on how to not get the beat down from these fucking future fuckers?
Ooh, I have tips on beating off and beating down. Ooh.
I just need the beat down tips. I got the other thing taken care of.
Ooh, I definitely got something for you, Toby. Ooh, it's a special. Twofer. You get DP'd on this one. Ooh. Or DGP'd. Double genie penetration. Ooh. That's what everyone needs in their lives.
I don't think so. Don't think so.
Ooh, I know some people that want it. For more speed and higher jumps, ooh, fast cop, ooh, jump higher, he does. Begin a game, ooh, then pause, now press, ooh, A, B, C, C, B, A, C, B, A, C, B, A, 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 C, A, C, B, C, A, ooh, C, A, C, A, B, C, B, ooh, that's a long one, longest code in history for this show.
Is that the end of it?
No, if you get the trick correctly, you'll hear zippy sound.
A zippy sound.
You'll be Turbocop. Ooh.
Turbocop, what the hell is that?
You go super fast and jump super high.
Oh,
and once
I get
you
it.
Do Turbocop, you do this right at the start of the game. And then, as soon as you enter Turbocop mode, now move RoboCop to the far left and press up and C to jump you. Now, you enter a secret room where the game developers send you a secret message, and now you cannot get hurt at all. Ooh.
Oh, man.
That You're invincible, really... motherfucker. Ooh.
That would help a lot with the touch of doom.
Ooh, no more touching allowed. I'm the only one who's allowed touching you, Toby. Ooh,
okay, you know what?
Touch of...
No more
Toby
touching.
Toby Von Doom. Ooh.
You know what? Get back in this little toy. I'm shutting you in this. Get back in this toy. Good riddance. I'm never touching that toy
again.
Oh,
that's a badass figure, Toby. You even have the missile?
Nope. This, actually, I super glued this one shut when I was a kid.
Oh, that's a shame. The exoskeleton on that's super fucking nice, man.
Yeah, it sure is. Yours is pretty cool, too. Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's all blue. I should maybe send it to you.
Nope. Hey, you want to hear some fun facts?
Time for fun facts with Toby. Pring!
All right, Goobs, we are going to play the number one game show on the Secret Levels podcast. This game is...
How much is this game?
Holy fuck, Toby.
What?
That was fucking loud.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Secrets.
This is the game show where Goobs...
That's me. I can't hear anymore.
It's going to try to take a shot at guessing how much this game goes for on the old internets. And he has the $5 window, and he can be within $5 of what he chooses. If he gets it, he gets the imaginary point that doesn't matter. So, Goobs, Sega Genesis, a loose copy of this game. No manual, no claim case, just the cartridge. How much?
I think it's $16.
$16? Really? That's your choice?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, with the $5 window, it goes for $28 loose.
Holy shit. I knew it was going to be up there.
All right.
I didn't know it was going to be that much up there. Okay, so now I really got to go up there.
Complete inbox. That means you get the game cartridge, you get the manual, and you get that nice Sega clamshell case to hold your game in and protect it from all the elements. Love the clamshell. How much do you think this complete inbox goes for?
I'm going to go $39
with your $5 window. This game goes for $45. You were short a dollar.
Shit.
Yes. You didn't
get
it.
This is why the American prices are fucking me.
Okay, here's redemption, because I want to tell you the Super Nintendo, because I don't think we'll ever come back to play the Super Nintendo version. We might, who knows, but for now, we're going to go ahead and go over the prices. Super Nintendo loose, just the cartridge, how much does it go for?
This is where you're going to fuck me. It's probably going to be lower than the Sega one, because it's probably an insufficient game. $15.
With your $5 window, this game goes for $14. You got the point.
Okay.
This is where it's going to be fun. Complete in box. That means the box that it came
in. You sound like Buffalo Bill there. This is where it's going to be fun. Do you take pleasure in my torture?
I do. So, this is the box that it came in.
Put the game in the box or else it gets the hose again.
Goobs, this is the box that it came in. And it also has the manual and the cartridge. How much does this game go for complete in box?
$40.
Wrong, $80.
Oh, double.
Now, the reason I'm bringing this up and the reason I went ahead and did the Super Nintendo, because it came in a special box. So
It did. Fuck.
Yeah, and that's why it's $80.
Came with the black grid box, right?
Yes. Now the Sega looks like it, but it's still the regular Sega clamshell case.
Yeah,
so
this was a special box.
This was like
you always remember a special box, right?
Hey. Anyways, that's
well,
it.
She already got her shout out. Love you, Jenny.
All right. So some other fun facts.
Don't kill me.
So some other fun facts I've got. We talked about it a little bit earlier, but this game is loosely based on the 1992 four-issue crossover series published by Dark Horse Comics by the same name, which was written by the great Frank Miller. So this obviously came out a year before like the Super Nintendo releases and everything. So that's what it was loosely based off of. There is actually a NES version of RoboCop versus Terminator, but it was canceled. But
thank God.
But you can actually find a ROM that's floating around online that you can actually play. I'm not sure if it's finished, but I know you can play some of it. So I've never played it myself, but it is out there.
I have played the RoboCop NES games, and let's just be glad.
Now, one of the many differences on the Super Nintendo version is there is story in the game. They have cutscenes that look like comic book scenes. Now, they don't look like the comic book scenes from the actual comic book series, but they do look comic book-y to tell the story. And there's also no blood in the Super Nintendo version. And with that being said, the Sega Genesis version was awarded the bloodiest game of 1993 by Electronic Gaming Monthly.
Nice. Just like Sega's like, give me all the blood, Mortal Kombat, RoboCop, all the shit.
And then I thought this would be interesting to kind of put this out there. The films of the franchises. So Terminator came out in 1984. Terminator 2 came out in 1991. RoboCop, the first one came out in 87, RoboCop 2, 1990, and RoboCop 3 was 1993. So the game was originally released in 1993, like I said a minute ago. So this is really kind of prime for both of these series to like merge in something so cool like this video game. Yeah,
especially after a comic coming out as well.
Yeah, 92 had the comic, and then 93 we got the games. Like, dude, yeah. This is what everyone wanted with Batman versus Superman kind of thing. You know, it's on that level.
Yeah, two head honchos fucking facing off.
Now,
but
Goobs,
then one's really outnumbered.
Now, Goobs, I've got a really special surprise for you right here. We have Arnold Fun Facts. And guess what? Arnold Schwarzenegger himself is going to tell the fun facts.
Oh, shit. Here's some fun facts with Arnold. Bling.
Yeah, it is me, Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor of California, and the Terminator, and friends with JFK, kind of, but not really, yeah. In the Mr. Universe contest in 1966 in London, me, Arnold Schwarzenegger, placed second to Chester Yorton, but won Mr. Universe in 1967. I was 20 and the youngest to win the title. For the Terminator movies, Cameron originally wanted someone who looked very normal and average and could disappear into a crowd. Someone puny and girly like Lance Henriksen as his first pick before he chose me, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Puny Lance Henriksen would later play the android Bishop in James Cameron's Aliens. Terminator 2 netted $500 million at the box office and was the biggest hit of 1991.
Toby.
Yeah.
That guy sounded pretty close, but you sure that's Arnold, man?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It was a cameo account. He said that it's not like Arnold's, it's like his agents or something, but I totally paid the guy. I think he's pretty legit. It's definitely Arnold.
It's not the Arnold.
It's Arnold. It's got to be Arnold. Anyways, that's all I got for fun facts, Goobs. You know what time it is?
It's time to motherfucking get to the chopper. I mean, rage. I'm going to use all these quotes over again every episode, so get used to it, folks.
Oh, come on!
This is the part of the show where we are going to give a 1 to 10 rating on how pissed off this game makes us. Goobs, how pissed off?
so pissed off that I want to take a Bluetooth speaker, shove it right in my mouth, put on Blur Song 2, that's the worst song I ever know, and then Smash Mouth All-Star right after it, full blast, and watch my eyes and ears bleed out.
Nice. So we're going to give a 1 to 10 rating on how mad this game made us.
How bad the songs are.
How mad this game made us as we were playing it. Goobs, you want me to go first? Do you want to go first?
You can rage first, sir, if you want to rage.
I'm going to rage first. All right, here we go. I got some bullet points for you. RoboCop walking speed sucks. The amount of enemies sucks. Losing your gun when you die sucks. The boss fights and the touch of death fucking sucks. Terrible music while you're getting fucked
you
left and
like
right.
Wesley Willis.
By T-800 douchebags sucks. The dark ass levels that you can't see shit in sucks because there's two or three of them. They all three suck. Not being
RoboCop
able to jump
my ass.
Not being able to jump over the fucking lava pits and those little toxic barrel bullshits. That sucks. The jumping animation looks stupid. It sucks. On that note, why the fuck does he go up and down the ladders so fast? It sucks. I'm giving it a...
McDonald's kicked my ass. Batman kicked my ass.
Dude, at first, playing the first couple levels, I would have just settled with a 4. But by the end of this fucking suck-ass robot hell, I'm giving it a fucking 9.
I don't even know. I can't even. I should have went first. Fuck you, man. Did a Goobs review sound like Wesley Willis? Sick of Batman whoop my ass. How can I top that?
I don't expect you to top it because that all sucked.
The whole thing sucked?
The whole thing sucked? Yeah, what do you want to add?
Yeah, I don't even want to get mad after that. That was pretty mad. You definitely shut the Bluetooth speaker playing All-Star in your mouth on full level.
Yep. Well, it is what it is.
Let's see what the Goobs can pull out here. Okay, so I was very stoked to get into this game. It's RoboCop versus motherfucking Terminator. The battle for the fucking decades. Or the era. Or the dimension. Or the universe. Whatever the fuck it is. I thought it was going to be great. Jump right in. First few levels, no fucking problem. Shooting people, blowing up into fucking blood buckets. I'm like, yes, this is really good. And then I hit the boss on the third level. And that's when time stood still. And my life bar just drained, kept on draining, and then I died. Gonna admit, I died a lot in this fucking game. So I go back to it. Okay, I got this fucker this time. I'm gonna jump from ladder to ladder, I'm gonna climb across the rope, fucking died again. You fucking cocksucker. So I come back, third time. I'm ready this time. I got fucking weapons now. I got the good weapons, bro. You're gonna get fucked up. Fucked him up. Get to the next level. Guess what? Goobs fucking died. Back to the fucking beginning again. Used all my continues, all my fucking lives. The little, like, there's bullets fucking flying everywhere at you. There's nothing you can do to dodge them because you're fucking slow. You're a fucking RoboCop, man. You're Peter fucking Murphy. Or Alex fucking Murphy. You're fucking Murphy.
You're Murphy. Murphy's Law.
Murphy's Law doesn't count around here, sucker. There's no laws, no claws, no laws, whatever the fuck White Claw drinkers say. Riku's gonna get mad about that one. But, yeah, it's just absolutely brutal. And the later levels, like those pits that you have to jump over, you fall in, you lose all your weapons and a life, and then you're absolutely fucked in the ass. You're effed in the A, as we say around here. And like I said before, I tried fighting the boss on invincibility. I jumped forward a couple levels just to fight a boss. Sat there for 15 to 20 fucking minutes, dude. Not even joking. The last boss, I did the same thing. Jumped all the way through with the two best weapons I thought I could use. Fuck, I sat there for 25 minutes. Not even joking.
Yeah.
And that's fucking like just him lit up red the whole fucking time. And absolutely brutal. Like, who creates a fucking game where the bosses are that fucking hard? Like, we're not in an arcade. Arcade games, I can understand. You want to get the fucking quarters out of our pockets. You want my mama's money. You want my dad's money.
Yeah, you already have the money when we bought the fucking game.
We bought this fucking game. Why make it that fucking difficult for no fucking reason? Why are these bullet sponges from hell? Because if they keep pumping shit out at you nonstop, you're going to die. If you don't have invincibility on, you're fucked. You're definitely fucked.
Yep.
And I don't understand why they made it this fucking hard for us to beat a boss. Bosses, yep. you want to feel great about yourself afterwards. You want to be sweaty like you jerked off and, like, didn't finish. You
jerked off 10 times and didn't finish.
Yeah, that's exactly what this game makes you feel like.
even the ending makes you feel like that. Like, once you beat it, you're like, I didn't finish.
I'm tapping the button, like, nonstop. And, like, for fucking 20 fucking minutes, dude. Like, I'm not saying I worked up a sweat, but, like, my hand was starting to hurt. I'm like,
we are big boys. It wouldn't have been outside of the realm of working up a sweat playing a video game.
Yeah, no, it was just like beating a flash of dong for fucking 20 minutes and having no final money shot.
Yep. I agree with you. I'm with you.
Yeah, and then all the other shit they throw into, the random little drones and everything else. And everyone's just trying to kill you. I know you're the only RoboCop is there to save the future, but you're fighting a whole fucking army of Terminators, army of them.
It's fucking ridiculous.
So, yeah, I'm going to give this game a solid 9. I'm going to stick with you on this.
This is a fucking rageful game.
You said all the points before. I tried to, like, give it my own little flavor.
Yeah.
I was going to go hard like you, but you went hard like me. So let's go hard together into the next little segment, Toby.
Yes, this is where we're actually going to calm down a little bit, not be so rageful, and we're going to let you know if this game is still worth playing today. We're going to give it a rating of 1 to 10, 1 being it's god-awful, don't put this in your system, burn it if you see it, and 10 being this is the best game that we've ever played in our whole entire life, and I doubt we're going to give this a 10.
I'm giving it 11. No. I feel like I should have raged more, but whatever. It is what it is.
Do you want to go first for this one?
I'm going first.
Okay.
Straight off, the music, as we mentioned before, was kind of just, it was there. You don't hear it with all the other great sound effects you hear in this game. Rescuing the hostages. I wish that was a thing that would count. This is my rage meter going on right now. But you don't need to pay attention to the objectives in this game. Just pay attention to who the fuck's shooting at you and avoid who's shooting the fuck at you. Take them out first. The graphics were really good for the time and era, of course. The sprites were great. Like, the levels had a great foreground, background, and, like, the little, like, things popping up from the ground. But there was one part that I did not find. Did you ever find those red lines I was talking about?
No, I don't remember the red lines, I guess.
In the later levels, it was one of the part of the underground levels. There was just red lines shooting out of the fucking ground. I don't know if it was a glitch or what the fuck was going on. But it was just little red bars looking like a pong, paddle. They're just, it really struck me because they were very off-putting. I just forgot to mention that before, but I'll mention that now. But yeah, the gameplay is good. I wish the jumping would have been a bit better. You get to climb ladders, you get to slide across poles. RoboCop on a pole is a lot of fun. You get to see the ED-09, which is fucking awesome. You get to see other RoboCop enemies. You get to see a whole bunch of fucking Terminators, which is fucking badass. And get a whole bunch of different weapons. That's a big perk in this game, getting all the different weapons. Hopefully holding on to them. If you die, you're absolutely effed in the A. So, I guess that's pretty much it. It was a good combination of levels. You get a lot of different shit going on for the most part. Like, there's no, like, elevator level. Like, there's no generic beat-em-up levels in this game. You're pretty much just going right through. Some of them are, like, mazes. You can go through different doors and stuff like that. If you realize they're doors, I realize they're doors. Did you realize they're doors, Toby?
Well, I mean, I eventually did, obviously, since I made it past those points, Goobs.
Well, I'm going to give this game a 6.5. Check it out. Give it a go. Have fun with it.
Okay, 6.5. I'm feeling you. I would like to tell you what I think first. The story of this game is dumb as fuck, in my opinion. And the fact that it doesn't tell you the story and you have to read it in the manual always annoys me in any game. And there's no hint of the story in this game. You just go. It's just action. And that can be fine.
You don't need fucking stories. RoboCop versus Terminator. Make your own story.
I know.
Up. Imagination, motherfucker.
I know, but I just like feel like these are both story-driven franchises. Give me some story. Anyways.
It's called Buy the Comic Book that came out a year before.
Yeah. I just wish there would have been some cutscenes, you know, just to give it a little more spice. I don't know. But there's nothing. Exploring some of the levels actually...
A little more spice, Daddy?
A little more. So exploring some of the levels actually feels fun until you get to, like, level 5. And then it's not fun because you don't explore anymore and it's real tight hallways for the most part. There's a lot of enemy designs. You know, different enemies that you're fighting throughout the game. That's pretty nice. Now you get a ton of each of the enemies, but you do get a good variety. I do love the references that are in this game that like reference the franchises. You get, you know, the RoboCop main enemies. You get plenty of characters that you recognize, but the music's god awful. Then the graphics aren't terrible. I don't like RoboCop's jumps. I think they look really, really stiff. But technically, that's probably how he would look in the movies if he was jumping like we talked about earlier. Some levels were just too dark to really see anything. And it was a guessing game of where you were supposed to go. The hordes of enemies are ridiculous. The boss battles are cool. Like, they're really cool looking enemies and stuff. But the touch of death and the forever health that they have, it gets old real quick. The bloody animations are cool, and like I said, the recognizable characters I think are really cool. But that's really all I can praise the game for is the characters and the how the game looks and the bloody animations. Other than that, I'm also gonna give it a 6.5 because it's playable, but it's just not a great game. At first it is, but it may be because you're about to have fucking RoboCop fight the fucking Terminator.
That's all right, you want games. In the world. RoboCop versus Terminator.
Yeah, so my 6.5 and your 6.5 average out to, well, fuck, it averages out to 6.5 there, Goose. Yeah, I mean, I have higher expectations for this game.
The first half of the game is fucking great.
Yeah, it was delivering on every level. It was delivering that, except the touch of death. But everything else, you're like, okay, I'm fine with this game. After level 5, it's not worth playing, I don't feel like.
Especially once it's you get the, not- like, the power-up, like the weapons and shit. Like, oh, this is cool. Like when you first get the spread shot or the plasma rifle or the laser gun. Like, oh, man, this is badass. And then it just fucking just plummets. Mostly because of just, like, you're getting fucking effed in the A by everyone.
Yeah, it's really fun getting the different weapons and everything and, you know, seeing what's going to happen because you get a bunch of 7 different weapons. That's kind of a lot for, you know, some games. So it was really exciting. Now, what I was I forgot to mention earlier, I think there might have been different versions of the Sega version because there's codes for blood codes if. It said on the site that I was reading, if you have the version that doesn't have blood. And when I originally downloaded the ROM, I accidentally downloaded a prototype ROM that's more like the Super Nintendo version, it feels like.
Oh.
So I don't know if maybe there was like a running change in the game and they took out the blood because, you know, whatever reason.
You're going to want the blood. Like, we're a lot of adults around here for the most part.
for the most part, but the Super Nintendo doesn't have the blood at all. So, and it looks a lot different, and it plays a lot different, and there's cutscenes. So I don't know. From what I can tell, the Sega Genesis version is praised more than the Super Nintendo version. But that Super Nintendo version has that sweet fucking box.
Yes, it does. I remember that at Blockbuster, actually.
Yeah, me too. I think that's what makes that version cooler, is that damn box.
Like, when I saw that box as a young teenager, I just wanted to stick my fingers right in it. Deep. Two knuckles deep. Finish him.
All right, Goobs, this is the part of the show where we wrap up everything. And before we get to our other projects that we have, we like to discuss our patrons, because we have a Patreon. If you go to patreon.com/badsecretmedia or go to badsecretmedia.com, you can find our Patreon links and you can become one of these badass motherfuckers that support us every month. And you can get all kinds of extras, all kinds of goodies, extra content that we only post there. So much good stuff. We're posting new things. We try new things, try new shows out. And go check them all out on Patreon. For as low as $1, you can get all the extras that we have. But we're going to
have our eternal love as well.
You have our eternal, you have a small portion of our souls too. I think legally we have to sign away a small portion. I'm not sure about that. I'll have to talk to our lawyers.
You're allowed into Canada. Don't quote me on that. Don't show up to the border. Goob said I'm allowed into Canada.
Goob said I'm good.
President of Canada, so.
But we do need to shout out some of our higher tier patrons, because we fucking love these people. All of these people, but we love everyone. But here, let me start naming them off, Goobs. Give them some. What's your theme going to be on this one? Pokemon. Make them Pokemon. What Pokemon comes to mind when we name these patrons? Here we go. Fat Shags.
Snorlax.
HF Raider.
Scyther.
Trey Dishman.
He is Diglett.
Diglett, dig, Diglett, dig.
Trio, trio, trio.
Angel Sanchez.
Fuck, Angel Pokemon. Butterfree.
Chris Labe.
Chansey. No, wait, Jigglypuff, because labia pink. Derek Sorry, buddy. Every time I have to.
Derek Hayes.
Hitmonchan.
Caleb.
Oh, shit. He should have been Scyther. He's got long fingers.
Mr. Mime.
He's going to be Pikachu. Mr. Mime? Yeah. He's gonna, no, Jinx. I was going to piss him off.
And then, last but not least, Masked Llama.
Cubone Bone.
There we go. That is our patrons, and we love the fuck out of you guys. We hope you're enjoying all the extra stuff we're putting out, too. We've got so much stuff on there.
Yeah, we're trying our best.
Yeah, we're having fun with it, too. And we even let the patrons come on sometimes, so that's a good time.
Just jump into the Discord. We're going to be jumping on and, like, having chats with everyone, recording it and shit. So you're more than welcome. More than merrier.
Yeah. So go to patreon.com/badsecretmedia, or again, you can go to badsecretmedia.com and you can find all the links to the Patreons and our other shows, which we're going to tell you about now. Goobs, let me hear you take it away.
I will take it away, Toby. I'll take it right onto the train. We can jump on the tracks and then off the tracks with my wonderful wife, Jenny Bean, and my best friend, Ripken. We're a bit of a hiatus right now because the unpleasantness that's going on in the world, but we'll be back on tracks very shortly. We have another episode or two banked, so we'll stay tuned for that. And we're going to pick an idea, talk about it. We're going to do research for about 2 minutes and then give you the episode that you all deserve. We have a lot of past episodes, so go check them out. And follow me on Twitter and Instagram @goobs@goobswn. Toby, you, sir, tell stuff now.
Well, for me there, Goobs, you can find me on the Twitter and the Instagram at Toby Von Doom. You can also find me on Twitch here recently at Toby Von Doom also. You can check out my other podcast, The Secret Transmission Podcast. It's on a hiatus as well, but we talk about conspiracies and other stuff with the Satire Outlook. It's on all the major podcasting platforms. I also have a YouTube channel for me pranking telemarketers. They call me, they piss me off, so I piss them off back. It's called Toby versus Telemarketers. Is that all I've got? I feel like I've got so much stuff now to talk about.
You got a Twitch.
Yeah, I already said Twitch. I like to Twitch.
Oh,
Twitch,
sorry.
I'm twitchy. Yeah, that's it. That's all I got. So now, really, what you need to do is follow the Secret Levels on Instagram and Twitter at Secret Levels Pod. You need to go follow the Facebook page. You need to join the Facebook group. And you need to join, what is it called, Goobs? It's slipping my mind.
The Discord of motherfuckers. I mean the motherfucking Discord.
That's right. We have a Discord where you can chit chat with us and some of our friends, because when you join the Discord, you're not just a listener anymore.
No, you're joining a family. Like,
you're a family.
We're tight as fuck in there. We're tighter than a nun, you know what I mean. And then we jump in someone
and none of us are tight.
Yes, Toby. But we play games all together, and we definitely play Smash Brothers. We're going to be playing some more Pokemon. We got some Pokemon updates. There's Animal Crossing shit going on. And there's another new game coming out. We're going to be playing Clubhouse 51 or whatever the fuck, 51 games. Tons of shit coming out. Come play with us. Come join the family. Be a part of it.
We're also doing watch-alongs in our Discord. So and we're recording
those
and putting those on
the Patreon.
That's how
we're recording the watch-alongs.
So
if you want to be a part of a watch along, you don't really have to be, Patreon is a part of it. Well, they get first and foremost, like, they get to come in, but everyone else, more than welcome.
Yes. So you don't have to chime in to the daily conversations or anything, but if you want to get the behind the scoop and stuff, Discord's really a good spot, because we usually turn to those guys for opinions on things that we're going to be doing on the
advice.
Show.
We let them know what we're reviewing next, pretty much. I will drop like a little screenshot of what I'm playing, and then they'll guess around, figure it out. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, so join the Discord, and make sure you leave us a review on iTunes. We got a new review recently. We would like to get up to 50 reviews total. We're at 35 right now currently. Help us get to 50. We'd love the shit out of you if you did. Also, we have some t-shirts, Goobs!
You can go to motherfuckingtpublic.com. Don't put motherfucking in there. Just do it. /user/secret levels and get one of our beautiful t-shirts and put it on one of your beautiful faces, or like underwear, tapestries, whole bunch of shit. You can put our faces anywhere.
Yeah. And every time
they
you buy a
shirt, fucking face mask, you can get a fucking Secret Levels face mask.
And every time you buy something from our TeePublic, we do get some kind of kickback from it, so it does help support the show. So you're supporting us by wearing our stuff and being a billboard, and you're monetarily supporting us, so go do it. Buy our stuff.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm retired already. Totally joking. I'm not. The only way I'm retiring is if I fucking go on the pool, do upwards suicide dives right into a bunch of dicks.
You're just dying happy then.
Game over, folks.